Episode acquired.
That's it.
That's the bit. We did it.
The episode's over now. Awesome. Go home.
Oh, my neck.
Did your neck?
My back.
Yeah, I was going to ask about your back next.
Wait, what are you going to ask? What else are you going to ask?
What about your pussy?
Hello, cave friends. Me, Garbanax. Today, we are trapped in Dark Cave with best cave friends, Chuck and Pino. Say hello, cave friends.
Hey.
Hello. All we have in cave is TV and Crunchyroll subscription.
Hey.
Crunchyroll, who know like sponsor, funny boys.
Hey.
Thankfully, in cave, no one can hear bad opinions.
Hey.
So today,
hey,
we talk about Dr. Stone.
Oh.
Welcome, everybody, to the Funky Anime Podcast.
Whoa.
Woo.
This, I mean, hey.
This two weekly, we watch Dr. Stone. Had a good old time. I chose this one, though it was not only my decision. We snuck in my partner and our wonderful patron, Jasmine. And also, the patron Sinseed helped convince me to throw it on the list.
I can't believe it.
Sorry, did democracy.
Did they hustle you?
What did they do to you?
I love the Republic.
The Empire!
No!
So, how's your guys' day?
Who are we?
Who?
Are you going to introduce us, or are you just going to be an asshole about it, huh?
You're gay friend Chuck.
I'm gay friend Chuck. You didn't say I was gay friend Chuck.
Gay
Chuck,
ooh-ha.
I said, say hello.
I said, hello. I said, and that was it.
Hey.
That's him. That's Pino.
Hey.
See, there we go. Was that so hard?
It was, actually. Yeah. I thought he did introduce us.
Hard as a stone.
I'm okay. I watched some Muppets today, so I'm feeling okay.
Hey. Muppets always hit the spot.
How's your day, Pino?
I went to work.
Oh, no.
Oh. Anyways.
Modern day slavery, as the show put it.
Yep.
You know, I couldn't have said it. Couldn't have said it better myself.
God, I wish I could turn to... never mind.
It's okay. We'll just get stoned instead. So. Let's see. When did... this show came out... 20, well, it was a manga first.
It was.
I think better the manga be. Came out 2019 as well. In the
wow,
let's see. And everything is no, is I, set no, in I thought no.
It started. It started in 2017. Oh. It started at the same time as things like We Never Learn, Robotics, Laser Beam, things like that. It was a wave of I think six different manga started out around the same time, and Dr. Stone's still going on to this day. I saw updates on the Shonen Jump app, which you should use to read manga legally and for free, because it's actually, like, this is not a sponsor. They could. I'd love it, but, like, legitimately, it's a really good source for all your Shonen Jump manga, and it's great. And if you want to subscribe, it's, like, $2.
Yeah. That's how I read Dragon Ball.
That's how I read One Piece.
So, if y'all are listening, Shonen Jump.
They're not.
They could.
We have...
Hey, Viz Media, are you listening?
Man.
Yes, my child.
Let us dub, please. What was it that we said we needed to dub? Wasn't it just the last thing that we watched?
Yeah.
Brand Blue?
Yeah. Come on, let Viz, please, pick up the rights. We'll do it for reasonable price.
Do not say free. Do not say free.
Reasonable price. I'm not doing
for
anything
for free. For a reasonable
price.
We will be cheaper than Funimation, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
We do not cost Chris the bot amounts of money.
No, I'll play the females too.
You have amazing range.
Hey.
Can you give in a Brooklyner? Hey.
Brooklyner.
Hey.
Wait, no. That was probably Boston.
A Brooklyner. How about New York accent?
How about upstate New York?
It's Ithaca.
Could I use an Albany expression?
No.
Oh. No.
No.
Oh. I see.
What'd we watch?
Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone. Named after soap.
Wow, really?
So
that was in one of the first couple episodes.
That was in like the third episode.
I mean, he called him Dr. Stone, but I mean,
no, he made soap, and he was like, "This is our
Dr. Stone."
He said, "This is our Dr. Stone."
Oh, I see. Just like when Luffy says, "This is our One Piece." Da, 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 da.
The real One Piece was exactly. The friends we made along the way.
It's no, the that's soap false. We used along the way.
I don't think they used soap along the way.
Hey, what do you mean? I see those bath scenes all the time.
Oh, it's okay to smell like a
only the girls bathe apparently.
It happens.
Just like real life.
Tell me more about this show, goddammit.
So the anime came out in 2019. Manga was 2017. And yes. Let's see.
I see Bocchi made the art. I know Bocchi. Bocchi does good art for manga.
Oh.
Yeah, he did a couple of some One Piece side stories, which was nice for the manga. And I do like his whole kind of like aesthetic going with it. I think at least the manga wise, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah. And the art style is pretty consistent from what I've seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the writer also did Eye Shield 21, which I think is the football.
Oh.
Manga?
Football.
Like American football.
Oh.
Let's see. American football. So it's not even soccer, guys.
Dang.
John Madden.
Ayo.
The animation studio was TMS Entertainment, which doesn't really ring a bell.
I've never heard of that ever.
They have done a couple things notable. They did Fruits Basket. They did Megalobox.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And I don't know if they really did anything else that I...
They're really good. Those two are fucking fantastically animated. Because...
Magic Kaido?
Megalobox is big and punchy. And
yo! They did Sonic action. X!
Yo! You mean yo. The Sonic X?
The Sonic X. And wow. Banania.
Huh?
Would you call me?
But you know the cat with the cat and the banana? As soon as you see a picture, you're going to
know. Oh, yeah, Banania. Yo, okay, yeah. I got you. Banania. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
There it is. I posted it.
Oh that one.
No one can see it. Stop talking about it.
You can picture it in your head. Think of a banana. Imagine.
Imagine, guys, welcome to the thought section of this podcast.
Dude, are we in the thought elevator? Yeah, let's go.
Picture in your mind a banana. Take one peel one peel from the banana, and you see a cat. That is Banania.
I love it.
You can now cease thinking again and turn off your brain to the rest of the episode.
Awesome. Well,
they're also doing Rent a Girlfriend. TMS Entertainment's a really long running animation studio in Japan. Their earliest, I think, it's like a 1964 show.
They did the
Big X. Yeah, so they've done a lot.
Oh, Detective Conan.
Yeah, which is like one of the most long running anime series ever.
I promise it's good after episode one.
What, Dr. Stone?
No. Detective Conan.
Conan O'Brien? With special guest Fido.
Oh, I would love... Oh, man, that would be a dream come true. But what would he ask? So, Pino, why are you so short?
Huh? So, Pino, what about that podcast you do, huh?
Oh, well, Conan. Well, that's all the time we have today, guys. Let's go. Hey, Andy. I would talk to Andy mostly.
You would completely ignore Conan. You would just talk to Andy the whole time.
Just like, Conan Senpai is asking me a question. Nah, I'm going to talk to Andy real quick, buddy. Let's
But Andy's sitting on the couch right next to me. That'd be so rude if I didn't talk to him first.
Exactly.
That would be such a good bit, though, that you just wouldn't be talking to the main host the whole episode.
Oh, it's great.
That's really funny.
Jamie, do you want in or out?
Hey! Jamie! Jamie!
I have headphones on.
She can hear you with her mind, though.
We're being very primitive, as our primitive friends in Dr.
Can we talk about this show eventually?
Maybe.
No, we have to make monkey noises first.
Dude. Return to podcast, please.
Return to monkey.
No,
zoom, reject return to, tradition. Return to, no. Reject anime. Return to monkey.
Oh my god.
Usually we only stall this much when we didn't like the show, but I actually
it was a good show.
This.
Yeah, we all like the show. I'm so sorry.
We're just losing it.
And we haven't recorded in a little while, so
we haven't recorded in like three plus.
So weeks, let me fill in the blanks. Firstly, thank you guys for joining. I know it's what, like 15 minutes in already, but if you want to follow each of us on our Twitters, feel free to do so. That it's should true. Be in the description somewhere or wherever
it's not
it is.
In the description.
It should be just on the website.
Go to Three Weebros or Fuck Yeah My Podcast. I don't know.
Fuck Yeah My Podcast.com. Shit, I don't think we bought the domain for the other one.
Also, I want to thank Cream Puff. I want to thank Cosmos. I want to thank Jasmine. I want to thank Sid for being our cash money winners. We forgot about that, but I didn't. I just was waiting for the right time, I promise.
Exactly. We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. And we've got some more stuff on the way, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
Well, and Garb, you have a person to shout out as well.
And so, wait, I do?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. You, that's right. It goes in cyclical. I'm gonna read it.
Excuse me?
No, that's a word. Cyclical. I've studied this.
No, but I don't think the
empty.
Usage.
Cyclical is a word.
So
it's a word.
I'm gonna
but
read
I don't
it.
Think you're using it correctly.
In the original request, I was asked to say it very funnily, and I'm going to give a repeat performance.
Funnily. Oh boy!
So we want to give a huge I love you and shout out to Linseed.
Woo! And that's it. Okay, what did we watch?
What's Dr. Stone?
Covered all of our bases. Wow. What's it about? What's happening? How do we podcast?
We're gonna,
how do we podcast?
First, we're going to go over, since we've already half-assed the history of the show.
All right. I never heard of this show before. Sorry, I'm going to be real with y'all.
I watched the first two episodes, and then I said, this screaming boy just ain't doing it for me, so then I stopped.
Wow. That's rough. I had seen. I had,
well, like
the only
we all have our fair share of. Yeah, okay.
The only
we haven't podcasted forever.
The only thing I've seen was it being posted all over the Shonen Jump app.
Yeah,
when I was reading Dragon Ball, it was.
Oh yeah,
posted
it was like the banner,
over.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is that. This is going to be a recurring thing, I think, for me for the rest of my goddamn life, because I watch the first couple episodes of the show, I don't get hooked, and then I leave. And then apparently the show's really good immediately after I leave that show.
It's a curse.
Because, like, that happened with ReZero, and now ReZero holds a very special place in my heart. This happened with Dr. Stone. It's going to continue to happen, so don't yell at me. I'm just an idiot.
Hey, that's why we review it. That's why we watch it all, and then we say, oh, don't just wait. Just wait for the first couple episodes, trust me. See, now, I had heard someone, I think it was probably Jasmine or Lindsay, that mentioned that, like, look, they kind of focus on the wrong characters at first, and then after a while it picks up.
But I did notice that.
Yeah.
That was whack.
I like Taiju.
We'll talk about it in the future, but Super Eye Patch Wolf said the same thing in his like little talk, because he did a review on the Shonen Jump of the manga that I was talking about that was released around the same time, and he was just like, yeah, no, for the first like several chapters, they focus on the wrong goober, but then once they leave the goober, it's great.
Yeah.
And that's true.
And you just take one look at Senku, and it's like, oh yeah, that's the main character.
Oh yeah, I like him. Look at his hair. How are you? How not?
So, presentation then. Looks good. I mean, we went over SMS's history, so.
It's very
SMS,
solid.
SMS? You mean TMS? You dumb
Shin Megami Tensei.
What is it, SMS? Is it
you said a messenger. We're not sending text messages, you dingus.
Well, not until the end of the ep. Well, no, I guess they didn't actually make that.
They did
either.
Not text. They kept saying smartphone, and it was clearly just a phone or a radio.
Yeah, it's a radio. But
let's
I think
just say they're phoning it in.
Pino, I'm gonna throw a phone to
you.
Ow,
my
skull.
Head hurts.
Good. But
my one complaint. is that there's a lot of mouth flapping and not a lot of jaws moving.
So their
mouth will just be flapping and like their jaw and so you'll see this a lot. Now that I've pointed it out, you're never gonna unsee it.
Exactly.
That's what you think. Imagine watching the show and not just listening to the Japanese without understanding.
Huh, you mean reading the subtitles? Couldn't be me. I can't.
Couldn't
read.
Be me.
Oh, did y'all? But, yeah. What did y'all watch? I watched it subbed, but I watched it with Jasmine, who's watching the dub. So I kind of watched both at the same time.
I watched the sub, but there was like one episode because I had it available in both. So I listened to the dub once, and then I said, "That's enough. It's a good dub. Don't get me wrong. It's a good dub. It has the voice actor for Senku is the same guy. Man, I really wish my anime list wouldn't just be
It's actually deep. Like my anime list is kind of shooting the bed, but I'll get you the name. His name is
My anime list is down, but it's fine because the voice actor is Aaron. Yeah, it's Aaron Dyskmi, who's the same dude who does he does a bunch of stuff in Fruits Basket. He did Korean MMO Junkie, and he was in what's the name of the show? Keikai Sensen. And he was Leo.
So here's where I'm stepping in, boys. I think his performance as Senku was absolutely great. I think he fit the character excellent, as opposed to the other show we watched where I didn't think he worked at all.
I don't think you need to come that hard into it. But I do really like his voice. I think he's a really good dubber, and he's doing good. I think this was a really good performance. I feel like all the voices that I heard were pretty good, but I'm used to the slightly higher pitched voices in the sub, so that's why I stuck with it. And I don't know, the subs is just real good. So yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, and the everyone except Jen in the dub, I thought was a perfect casting. Jen was the only one that, like, he didn't...
Yeah, Jen was a little weird, I must admit.
Well, and he's a hard character to cast for, just because in Japanese he's got that,
strange inflection.
Well, there you go. Yeah. They should cast me.
No, they shouldn't have. but I did swap over when he was singing the battery making song, and it was just so much better in the sub. I'm sorry. I know you guys tried your best to make it into the dub, but it just works so much better in Japanese.
I didn't even think to watch that in dub. I'm gonna have to check that out. That's probably pretty funny.
It's still a very funny scene regardless. But yeah. Presentation, animation's really good.
And, oh my god, the background music.
The background.
Oh, that slap, dude.
Oh.
The one thing that I like have a gripe with, I know you guys are going to come at my ass for this one. I don't think the rap was used as effectively as it could have been. I do not think that. Well, because, like, I'm spoiled. Rap music in anime is Gurren Lagann. That's like the golden standard.
Nah, let me introduce you to so many other shows, my friend.
But for me, that's the golden standard right now. And I don't think they used it effectively because sometimes they use the rap music and like the singing is going under like some of the other characters while they're talking. And I think one thing that because Libra Me to Hell is a fucking a god tier song. And I feel like the rap song in this one, while a good song and is used well in some points, I think it's overused.
I only remember hearing it once.
I heard it maybe a couple times.
I heard it like 4 or 5 times.
I don't think it's that overused. They don't use it as much as I would have preferred, but they think they do it at a good amount.
Otherwise, though, the OST is great. I really like the OST. That's the only really gripe have with it.
It's mostly like acoustic instruments.
Yeah, which I really like. And then it has like just some bangers. I really like the outro music that they use for every episode when they light something on fire and they're like, this is it.
We're here.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like one track called Get Excited. That one is that gets me excited. For every episode.
I think my favorite is Chemical Boys Boogie Mix.
Chemical Boys Boogie Mix. I gotta listen to that later.
Yeah, no, it's a banger because it's with the two guys. It's with Senku and Chrome, and they're, and when they're doing their testing and whatnot, and it's a vibe. It's just, it's funky. That's what it is, and that's why I love it so much. Because it's so funky. I love it. It's an absolute banger. And this like has rap in it, but I don't think it's, and I think it works very well in this because it's like very understated.
Oh, this yeah, that one's with the trumpet at the start. Ooh, this one was terrific. Ooh, man, the OST is great. Let's just
OST is really good. I recommend it for sure. And it's on the Ulian Pipes is the outro music is what it's called, I think. I think that's how it's pronounced. But yeah, there's a lot of triumphant music. There's, once again, there's a lot of different vibes to this, and I really like that as well.
Yeah, there's also a song called "Knocked It Out of the Park."
There's a song called "My Boy Goes Funny," and I just really like the name. That's all I gotta say.
It's the name of us.
My boy, you go funny.
They go funny.
I don't know. Calling us funny is a little bit flattering, but maybe a bit too much.
Well, gang, you ready to move on to those openings?
Yeah, let's go. That's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. First up, we got "Good Morning World" by Burnout Syndromes.
That's the first thing you type into any programming thing. A "Good Morning World" or "Hello."
It's true. I did know a I did know a friend who had a "Good Morning World" tattooed onto him, and I'm like, nice. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. You must watch Dr. Stone for totally not a real, a different reason.
No. I thought you were going to say that it was their alarm, and I was going to be like, ooh, that's one way to really hate a song.
Yeah, no. So we know Burnout Syndromes. They did a bunch of Haikyuu stuff.
Yeah, they sounded real familiar. I was just like, hey, I love these guys.
And then they also did a song for Gintama. And then there's a song for Tokyo Hentai Heroes?
Dude, Hentai Heroes. Wait, no, that's Jukebox Heroes.
But yes, I like this opening. Mostly because of Burnout Syndromes. Just because I really like them as a band. And I really like their sound. Maybe a little bit too liberal use of filters, maybe, in these openings and endings.
I like it. A lot of lens flares. I like it. It keeps my eye. It keeps me focused. Good, yeah. It keeps me entertained. I think it's a pretty okay opening. Like, it's probably my favorite opening out of the two that we have. So it's pretty good. Like, I listen to it.
I don't think. Once again, this is one of those openings where it's good, not topping any of my like best opening lists.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part, at least, of the song is near the end where the guitar goes like. And like it like rises in tempo or whatever it's called. I'm not a music man.
That's like one of their like main things that Burnout Syndromes always does. They always do that.
That hits always.
But yeah, I really like this opening really shows the slow evolution of like the science that they're doing because they show like the nitric acid drops. You see Chrome looking at little glass. So you see Coke.
Dude, love Coke.
Senku Cola.
Yeah, Senku Cola. It's good though. I think it's very nice. And then at the end with the rock exploding with all the feathers, because that's what Senku did to test. Which I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hint at the I almost called her Suicune. Suica. They hint at her getting glasses in her melon.
Oh, yeah, a little twinkle?
Yeah, just a little twinkle to hint at it. That's a nice little tiny
touch. I love Suica. Suica's great.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her more. Yeah. We'll talk about all the characters, because I feel like this show really hits it out of the park with the characters after they get to the village. But we'll go into that later, because we got more things to talk about.
Yes.
It's a good opening, though.
So, first ending. Pretty chill. Not a whole lot to say about it. It's "A Life" by Rude Alpha.
I do like the guitar at the beginning.
So the song slaps. I'm just gonna be honest with y'all boys. I'm totally biased. This song is my favorite, and this ending is my favorite. So
you know what? What's it called? this song, that intro music, I always feel like that Maroon 5's gonna start singing. Does anyone else get that vibe?
I am in misery.
Yeah, no, it feels like this love is gonna start playing. I feel like I just need to make a remix with that.
Dude, you said a high quality rip.
Well, that's what it feels like, because I'm like,
I feel that. I completely see that.
and then he starts singing. I'm like, that's not Avril Lavigne. That's not Adam Lambert or whatever the hell.
One of those two. Levine.
it's Levine.
Levine, dude. Levine too, dude. You know what? Despite it having weird kind of camera transitions with that bat, I love it still. And then we get like a very like filtered, like real world kind of like people using technology and whatnot at a soccer field clapping, like all of that.
Someone's I'm playing just, his like, PS4.
Yeah, man. I was just like,
VR.
I dig this. Like, I love how power, not PowerPoint, how just it just feels edited, you know, just like an edited project. I'm like, I
it
like
it. Feels
this.
Like someone put just really went at it with After Effects.
Somebody said, oh, this is my final project. And they're like, let's okay, go. You got a B. You got an A. You got an A for me. Like,
the song's really good. The visuals are okay. Overall, a good ending. I don't think it beats out ending two for me, but we'll get to there in a bit.
What I do like, though, about ending one is they also use, like, it looks like to me they use, like, much detailed, like, images from the manga or like colored manga for the characters when they kind of zip in and out near the end. I was just like, hey, this is Bocchi.
Yeah, dude, it's Bocchi, dude.
Dude, Bocchi. I can't speak Bocchi.
Yeah, no, it's literally colored art, because I can remember, I think the Senku art was used in the Shonen Jump app.
Yeah.
like the colored art. So, but it's good.
It's great. I love these types of endings. It's just... It's simple, and then it gets complex, and then it gets simple again.
It's simple and clean.
Yeah, just the way that you're making me feel, dude.
So opening two is Sangen Shoku by Pelican Fan Club, which is a delightfully silly name. And I don't know anything else that the band has done.
I've never heard of Pelican Fan Club.
I tried
this.
Looking them up and I couldn't really find much, but if you know more, please.
Yeah, no,
email
they've
us.
They've done Dr. Stone, and then they did one thing for Fire Force Season 2, but other than
must
that,
be
they've
new.
Done.
Maybe.
I think so.
Hey, maybe they we'll be seeing their name more in the future, and we'll be like, hey, yo, maybe. They're the ones that did Sangen Shoku.
Who could say? But this, I feel like this opening, once again, is like, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I do like this song. I do like the chorus of the song a lot. When it starts, does the fly through of the forest.
Yeah.
But this has a lot of good character focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This whole thing is very village character focused, which I love, because I feel like that's one of the strongest parts of this show are all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it really showcases like the sisters pulling up flowers. And I'm like, that's adorable. And then Suika does a little jump and I'm like, oh yes, this is perfect. And it has, what's his name? It has, Kinro putting on his glasses. And I'm like, that's great. I love that. I love that little flourish. I got so excited when I saw him put on his glasses. I'm like, yes, you're doing it.
There's lots
of
little touches.
You're embracing your blindness.
It's true. And then the shot of Kasuki with like the glass, and I'm like, oh yeah.
There's lots of
and it has all the little references to the new
to
like the technology they're gonna do.
Water wheel.
And then the chorus hits in and I'm like, this is great. I love the always love the fly through shots of all the different characters and doing their own things. Like, I'm just a sucker for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I really like this one. I don't know if it beats opening one for me, but I feel like opening one has the better song, but opening two has better visuals.
Yeah.
Also, isn't it Christmas?
I don't know. I feel the
opposite.
What
a coincidence.
I feel like I like the song from opening two more, but I like the visuals from opening one more. But I'm usually backwards, so.
Well, we're at an impasse.
Looks like somebody's getting booted off the island.
I have the totem. You can't boot me off.
Oh, no.
He is the totem.
Oh, I can't believe
it. That's not fair.
Ikumbukum.
Ikumbukum.
But yeah, it's a good one. I like this.
Yeah. I like this.
I like this. This is good.
I just think it's neat.
I just think it's neat.
Homie.
Right, let's...
Man, I've been...
Ooh. No, you can go first.
No, I was just talking that I was watching The Simpsons. I've been watching through The Simpsons, and I saw that in an episode, and I'm like, oh, I just think this is neat.
Hey, it is great. But you know what else is kind of neat?
Yeah.
What's kind of neat?
The second ending.
Oh, Yume no Yona.
Huh?
Oh, thank
that's
you.
That's not fair.
By a youth K, all one word, Psyche.
Oh, dude, Psyche from the anime, from the manga Psyche? No, I'm kidding.
This ending is so chill and so cute, and it just makes my heart happy.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of some of the endings for a little show called Fairy Tale. It's nobody's heard of this
You're
one,
right.
But the Fairy Tale goes with like a little chibi kind of aspect for some of the endings, which was nice because I was just like, hey, you know, this is I like seeing like different styles for endings and whatnot. And despite it being simple, I do like the kind of direction they take and the kind of colors they use. It's all kind of like looks hand-drawn and like pastel-y or like chalky or Crayola-y. I don't know. I'm not an artist,
but
it's
like
really nice. Yeah, it's really nice. I like how, I just like how it feels.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Like a storybook.
Yeah.
Storybook aesthetic. Exactly right. I really do like this ending. This is probably my favorite out of all the openings and endings. So simple, so effective. I love the song. It's Yume no Yona, my Psyche Youth K. It's just so good. Nice art style, very simple. The lyrics are very good. And my heart was so sad. My heart, after episode 16. Spoilers, by the way. Watch this fucking show. We haven't talked about it yet. Watch the show.
Yeah. like seriously, there's in this next segment that we're leading up to here shortly, there's gonna spoilers. Be big spoilers. So you have and a second before we really get there, but
well, I'm gonna do a little bit of spoiler. It's not really big spoiler, but a spoiler. I watched episode 16, which is the tale for the ages, which is the flashback episode. And then when we got to this ending, I cried because I was like, yikes, dude. And then all of episode 17, I started crying, but that's when we get to the talking about it. But I feel like once you get to the backstory and you really see like, oh, what's the laboratory? What does the dad mean to Senku? What did Senku mean to his dad? I feel like that's what really sold me on this ending a lot. Because it's a pretty ending regardless, and it's a very simple but very effective one. Like how there's a shot where Senku looks through his like the modern telescope, sees the sky, sees his dad in the moon, and then he wakes up to be sitting next to the telescope that they made in the stone world. And I was like, man, that's good. Damn, that's good.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. I really enjoy this one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you've pretty much said it all for me there. It's a damn good ending.
It's so good.
Overall, I think they did pretty good. You usually have some stinkers in some of the openings and endings, but they did a solid job. Like I liked everything. I wasn't appalled by everything, but I definitely had my favorite.
Yeah, they're all definitely good or better, which is always refreshing.
Yeah, but if they can't all be perfect. If I'm talking to you in real life, I'm gonna say they're all garbage except for ending one.
Except for ending one.
Yeah,
really?
I love ending one, dude.
Yikes. It's a shafting bop, ending too, like that kind of rough. Dude,
but the song in ending one is so good.
Exactly.
But the song in ending two is so good.
Yeah, but Maroon 5.
It's true. This love has taken its toll.
Dude, sometimes you do. Oh, that's Coldplay. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
The Maroon 5 and the Coldplay stands will get after you.
Oh, no.
It's like the time I messed up NSYNC.
Bye, bye, bye.
No, back streets, back, all right.
Anyway.
Are we ready to move on to
and
that?
Openings and endings, good.
Yeah.
Are we ready for that big, fat, juicy plot?
I'm ready for it. I'm digging it, dude. I'm ready to talk.
So, we are introduced into the world of Dr. Stone in the modern day, which 2019, where we meet three high school besties. There's Senku, the mega-brained science boy, Taiju, who's friendlier than he is smart, and Yuzuriha, the kind and smart one of the trio.
So you said Taiju, but all you could have really said is he's a himbo. That's it. That's all you needed to say.
Sorry,
you would have.
What's a himbo?
So a himbo is a big beefy guy who's dumb as bricks and respects women. That's
himbos are cool.
I know. Himbos are great. I love them.
We need a little segment. I could see in my head where when Pino asked, what's a himbo? Suddenly there was Teacher Chuck at the front of the class.
You know, you ever see Back in the Barnyard? You know what Dr. Yes. Pig has is Dr. Pig segments.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's me, Dr. Chuck here. Hey, I got another letter from Pino.
That's what it felt like, dude. That's
that
what
would
I
be
saw in my
so
brain.
Funny. Oh. That would be so beyond funny to do.
Now I know what a himbo is, so thank you.
No problem.
So educated. So
that's what I'm here for.
On one beautiful day, Taiju was about to confess his feelings for when suddenly all the humans, we'll get back to that, and one particular breed of swallow, they're all petrified. They turn to stone, and the petrification, it does not directly kill you, but it did freeze them for just about everyone for 3,700 years.
3,700 years?
3,700 years.
Thank God. I thought it was a million. I was like, oh, that's that's a lot of generations.
And that's a lot of damage.
It was Senku that managed to break out first, thanks to him using that big old brain to count every second of every year of every one of those centuries.
Hey, and man, that's tough. I couldn't even count that high.
Neither could I.
One. I'm done.
You did it.
There's no more numbers.
There's no more numbers.
One and zero.
Don't, I'm speaking binary. Isn't that what it's called?
I'm a computer. Real.
I'm a computer.
I'm a computer.
Give him the stick.
Oh my! I lose my spot every time.
I'm sorry.
So, he uses his big brain, and his big brain helps him break out of the rock faster because science or whatever. And so,
makes sense.
Since he got a head start, he's like, "All right, well, I might as well get like a house and fuck with these monkeys." And the monkeys are like, he's shiny, he's funny,
he's a shiny monkey.
Yeah
he's shiny,
he's weird.
For that, he was like, all right, I'm gonna put my best friend in a pile of bat shit. And
that's true, he did.
The guano's magical properties, as it usually does, manages to free Taiju, his himbo friend. And
yeah,
who was also thinking the whole time, 3,700 years, he's like, I want to confess my love to her. I will protect her. And eventually he gets to. But I don't think he actually does it in the course of the show. No. He never quite gets it out.
Well, because he didn't want to do that at a place where she can't get away if she doesn't want to. So they'll wait until
she knows the
proper time. She knows. They both know. They were naked in a bath together.
Yeah, wait, there's a wall there. There is still respect.
Classic himbo respect. So they've got the basic necessities because Senku was up early, and they make use of Taiju's endless stamina, and the reunited team wastes no time, and they actually get a cure. And so Taiju's like, all right, I want to revive first.
Yep, you got it.
And so they go in and get her, and he's like, wait, we can't revive her yet because she doesn't have any clothes on.
Fair.
And Senku's like, all right, whatever, sure.
It's like, all right, himbo.
Yeah, they pick her up, and then there's a lion, and they're like, oh, shit. Well, run. And they run, and eventually get cornered in, but they manage to find the strongest ape man from their school.
Not from the school, from Japan.
He didn't
go with him. He in the flashback, he's like, if I had met you guys, we would have been friends. Too bad. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then I got sad a little.
Yeah, but then he turned out to be a jerk, so it didn't matter. So
maybe he was a stinky gorilla.
Hey, man. Shut up. Don't you speak ill of the great Ian Sinclair.
That was weird when I heard Ian Sinclair.
I was like,
ah, oh, man, you guys could have used Ian on any other character in the show, and you picked Monkey Man.
I love hearing voice actors play different roles. It's great. I love hearing that. He has a good menacing voice, I think.
He does.
That is true. So what the hell is Monkey Man? Tsukasa. He kicks some lion
what
ass.
What about my house?
He kicks some lion ass.
Tsukasa. I wanna know. What about my house?
Tsukasa.
I did it, everybody. I said I was gonna do it. Once every episode. Let's go.
That came out of nowhere.
Out of left field, I'm telling you, baby.
I wasn't ready. I'm tears.
That was so good.
How am I supposed to read this script?
Keep reading.
Do it. Okay.
So Tsukasa lays a smackdown on the lions, and they manage to escape their immediate danger.
Escape.
Unfortunately for the Stone World amigos, Tsukasa isn't chill. And he's like, yo, I'm only going to revive, like, I only want to bring back, like, the strong and young people.
That's fair.
And
Pido, wait.
And Senku's like, are you sure about that one? And Tsukasa's like, I decapitated a family already. So I'm kind of, like, balls deep in this here. And then Taiju jumps in and he's like, yo, there's a cure. And Mikasa is like,
I'll remember that.
Let's bring him. Let's only bring the strong people back.
And strong, they're like, no. And young. All right. I thought the fact that they introduced such a hard, heavy hitting kind of thought for this new world.
Begone, thought.
Ah, damn it. I shouldn't have put emphasis on that. Anyways, I like the fact that they kind of posed that question early on because I felt like that was going to be a plot point eventually. But they said, nah, let's go. Gates are swinging. And I really like that. You really create a rift between these two type of characters. Which is interesting because Tsukasa said also when he awoke, he said... He said, as long as, you know, we're here, like, I will not, like, harm you both. So I'm just like,
but wait a second. this poses an issue.
Yeah. And so we'll see more on that later. Don't worry.
I'm worried.
And so you should be. Now, they're like, Senku and Taiju, they still haven't managed to revive Yuzuriha yet.
Wow.
Congratulations. So
I'm proud of you.
They're like, all right, well, let's worry about getting her up and going, and then we're gonna yeet. And so Senku was like, yo, Taiju, go get this thing. And then Monkey Man was like, no, wait, hold on, I'm faster, I'll go get it. And so they're like, all right, he took the bait, let him go. And then they get the hell out of Dodge because they already had the items to revive Yuzuriha, but they were holding off until they could get the Monkey Man fuck off. So then they're like, all right, now let's fuck off. And so they fuck off. And
it's true.
They find Buddha. And
you know what's so cool? I've been there in real life.
Whoa.
Buddha. And I was like, wow, that's a cool Buddha.
And to think about how it really would change like that.
I've just been like, wow, I've seen that Buddha in real life.
He's really there. His belly is that comfy.
Well, he doesn't really have a belly. It's the it's a different one.
Okay.
Well, it's a different like portrayal. Iteration.
Aha.
Yeah.
We need to have the Funky Buddha podcast.
That sounds kind of sacrilege, if I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if that's the move.
Fine, we'll call it. We'll just not make it about Buddha. We'll make it about booty.
Oh, now we're on board.
See?
So call me on that later. So
I'll send you a postcard.
So they go out and they're like, all right, we need some sulfur. Hey, whoa, there's sulfur right there by the Buddha. And they make gunpowder. So they could
the next
make,
logical step in evolution.
Yeah, gun. First there was man, then there was guns.
Dude.
It's true.
That's what they teach you in American schools.
Dude, the Remington buck rifle. No, I'm kidding. If you know that reference, you've watched too many Mean Girls.
Oh, good times. Nobody.
So they make gunpowder and they communicate through smoke signals accidentally to another civilization. And they're like, yo, dude, there's other people out there. What? And they're like, all right, well, let's not worry about those other people because we could endanger them by putting them directly in Tsukasa's line of sight. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do that. So let's wait up. And it's a good thing they waited because Tsukasa catches up. Yuzuri has taken hostage and Senku gives in and he's like, all right, okay, I'll tell you the recipe. And so he tells him the recipe and
then he gets bopped.
Yeah, then he gets bopped. He dies. He doesn't really die.
Well, he does, though.
He does. They make us think he dies, but he didn't really die. So he still had some petrification left on his neck. And thanks to his friends putting together the pieces of the puzzle, they are like, all right, let's bring him back. Bloop, put some juice, and he's good to go.
Because there's a little bit of rock on the back of his neck, and they learned before that there's healing properties when you do the little boop.
Yeah,
and it heals them back up.
Yeah, because her toe. Toes. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Or a foot of myself. So.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, we're going to have to split up now because he thinks Senku's dead. And if he finds out he's not, he's going to freak out. So.
He's going to go ape, if you will.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now. They're like, all right, well, see you later. And Yuzuriha's like, you can't get away just yet. You need a flag. And she gives them the flag, and they're happy. And then they say goodbye. And now we're at the point where the show really starts to pick up.
This is where the show gets good.
And Senku makes his way to the humans that he signaled before. I don't think he really intended to, but that's what
but it happened.
Yeah. So he meets Kohaku.
You hate to see it.
Sometimes it just be like that.
You know, it does. So he meets Kohaku, who thinks he's like a sorcerer freak, until he manages to save her after a tree falls on her. He's like, look, I can get this done quick, or I can get this done right. Which way you want to do it?
She said, right.
Do it right. And he's like, all right, pulleys. And gets the
tree
off.
We're using simple machines, homies.
And then they're like, yo, check this out. It's like, look, we're making a car now. And so they zoom to the village. They get some water. And here we're introduced to a plethora of characters where we've got the bridge guards, Kinro and Jinro.
Love them.
We've got Chrome, who is another...
Who's the sorcerer.
Yeah, he's a scientist outlier, but they call him a sorcerer or whatever. And
talk about him in a few.
Yeah, and so he gathers materials and such, and he's done some experimenting on his own. And let's see, we don't meet Suika until a little while later.
Yeah.
But Chrome challenges Senku to a
sorcery match.
Yeah. And it's pretty funny because Senku is totally unimpressed. And Chrome thinks that he's got it all set up, and it's like, oh no, dude, that's nothing. I did that when I was two.
And he's like, you know what this is?
I beat that with my little brother plan.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I make this fire go whoosh.
So
that's true.
We also have a long-term goal of curing Kohaku's sister, who is a priestess named Ruri. And yes. She's been impacted by sickness for a long time. And it's like, all right, we need drugs. So that's
we
the,
need drugs that's and
the,
quick.
That's the those are the that is the first thing. That's what they really teach you in American history is it's like, okay, we need soap, guns, and drugs.
Sounds right to me.
That's the title of my autobiography.
Yeah.
So wow. Senku starts slowly nudging the village towards science. He tempts them with ramen in exchange for some manpower. He cures Kinro and Suika's fuzzy eye sickness, which all of us are all too familiar with. We meet the double agent mentalist, Jen, who feeds false intel into Tsukasa's army, or Tsukasa's empire.
All for
empire.
A bottle of cola.
All for a bottle
which,
of
to be fair, I'd probably do the same. I like cola.
I'm not a huge fan of cola. If he said, I'll get you some Baja Blast, then I'd do it.
Some McDonald's spray.
Nunny, Baja Blast.
we also meet Magma, who's a big bully.
That's true. He's stinky.
But he a Chad.
Yeah, he's a total Chad.
He's not a himbo because he does not respect women.
Yeah. Guys, don't be like Magma. Be like a himbo.
Be like Taiju.
Be like Taiju. So, we have a brief tournament arc where they're like, all right, whoever wins gets to marry Ruri and control the village. And it's like,
and
all right,
get some alcohol. Let's be real. That's the real reason we're here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They needed that for the drug. And drugs. So,
drugs.
After many sabotages, twists, and turns, it's actually Senku that manages to win the tournament.
Who gets married to Ruri because that's how the rules work, and then he immediately divorces her. Yeah. Which
objection.
What a Chad move.
It was really funny. And so Ruri's like, okay. And she's like, wait a second. This fucking guy. Something about him. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So they need to finish up getting everything set up. He divorces her. They get back to work. They meet old man Kasuki, craft master.
We can't just quickly go by Kasuki. Kasuki's such a fun character. Also, you're jumping around a little bit. You're a real goober when it comes to this. But
time is relative.
I don't know if that's true. I think the man who counted approximately a billion seconds would have something to argue against that.
But wait a second. This man's trying to go through all the eras in like 1, 2, 3 years or so. So I don't know.
He's
time could be relatively fast or relatively short.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
The flow of time is convoluted.
But yeah, Kazuki's really fun because he crafts and he's like, I want to be part of the craft build.
I want to play Minecraft with you guys.
With you little boys, I would like to mine some diamonds.
What's the IP?
You guys are playing Minecraft without me?
What's the IP?
Can you do that thing that you did with Chrome? Hit me with your diamond sword, please.
Oh, no.
And we also meet Suika at this time, who's a little melon girl.
Yeah.
And I love her. She's so cute. She bounces around in her little melon hat, and she wears it because she squints her eyes when she can't see because she has the fuzzy sickness. And that means that her eyes are not
blind.
Perfect. You is
nearsighted.
Blind. So then Senku is like, hey, I got you. And it makes glasses. And that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the glasses come into play in the tournament because
Chrome can't see. Oh, no, not Chrome.
Kinro. So then it got thrown on his head, and then Magma's an asshole, and then does the doing, and then And then Chrome's like, I will light you on fire. And Gen's like, I can only do this power for 60 seconds. I will hold you or else your blood vessels will explode.
I don't want my blood vessels to explode. I'm gonna wait.
I know. He's like, I'll just wait a minute.
I'm not going to risk it. Who do you think I am?
Yes.
So after a treacherous journey, they've got to make gas masks. They need some sulfuric acid, and that shit be whack. So they make their way up there, and what was it that Ruri had? Was it pneumonia?
Yeah, she had pneumonia.
Yeah. And the cure all works.
And they got her drugs. They
drugged her.
They
drugged her. And she feels better. And she's like, wait a second. Senku.
I know who you are.
What's your last name, bro? And he's like, I'm not telling you. And she's like, I don't fucking care if you're not telling me. I know what it is. And I'm going to tell you the 100th Ishigami story.
Yeehaw.
It's Ishigami. And what a coincidence. This is Ishigami Village.
Yeah, like, so then right, we get the backstory.
It's like, all I right, gotta flashback.
Okay, I gotta talk about this because this is my favorite part of the story.
Do it.
So basically what happens, we get a flashback to even before the happenings. We see Lil Young Senku, who's like, wow, I'm gonna go space now. And his dad's like, are you sure about that? He's like, yes,
space,
I'm
space.
Going now.
Zero
space, 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 space. So then the dad, being the absolute best father in the world, he gets Senku all science stuff so that Senku can learn about space. And with that, we learn that Byakuya, I think it's how you pronounce, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but regardless, the dad was going to be an astronaut, but he failed his swimming exam because he's a goober and he can't swim with clothes on. So Senku develops an exoskeleton that forces him to swim, basically. And he passes the swimming exam and he talks about his son during the interview for the astronaut and then becomes an astronaut. And we're like, wow. He can go to space. It's a very sweet story. So then he goes up, Byakuya, and then there's six people on the International Space Station that's including him. We have a couple. We have a Russian guy, got a couple Americans, and it's great. And so we meet all these guys.
They all conveniently speak Japanese.
Yeah, it's Lillian, Connie Lee, Daria, Yakov and Shamil, and they're fun. You get to meet them, and they're like, "Wow, let's just have a good goofing time." And then petrification happens,
and they're like, "Oh!"
And they all
shit.
See it from space. And they're like, "Oh no, oh no, no, no!" And so they're like, "You know what? We're just gonna land on Earth." And then so three of them go, their capsule goes upside down, so then the other three go and save them, and now they're on a deserted island. Desert. And after that, they make a little colony, because they realize, oh no, everyone's gone, nothing's happening, there's no connections. They learned that that it happened from South America. That'll probably come into effect later. Because that's just what happened.
I'd like to apologize for that.
Oh, Pino. Ooh. Did you do it? Did you petrify everyone in Dr. Stone?
You'll have to read that on the Shonen Jump app. Let's go.
Wow. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
We could be.
But look at us. We're natural.
But look at us.
Hashtag we're gonna be a sponsor.
Look at us. Anyway. So they go down and they make a little life for themselves. A lot of cute moments. They sing, they got children, then they all die. And it was very sad.
My favorite.
And I cried basically the whole time they were on the ground. Wow. On the island. So it was very, very, very sad. And I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And that's that, because it's told through the 100 tales that was passed down from the dad. The dad was like, well, we got to teach the children about all the things so they can't forget about it. So the dad makes 100 tales about funny story.
For real, though? That's a good idea.
That's how, like, all of them... That's, like, how all of, like, the lessons and whatnot... Well, because, like, Aesop's Fables, those all teach lessons and whatnot by using stories. Easy to remember. Which, I don't know, why didn't they just write it down?
No.
They know how to write.
They know how to talk. Yeah.
Anyway, but it was great. I really loved the section of the anime. It was very good. And learning about how the village came to be was super cool, because you're like, did they wake up? And they're like, but then you realize that they're all like sorcery, and they're like, oh no. These are not new boys, these are old boys. But yeah, this is just a really good section of the episode, or the show.
Yeah. And so that's the sort of, like, that's one of the big twists that really, if you were needing to be sucked into the show still, that's probably what sucked you in.
That was it. That was it for me.
Yeah. So we go back to the Stone Age now, where it's actually time to prepare for war. And the Tsukasa Empire is coming, and they figured out Jin's a liar. They're like, all right, everything he said is a lie, except that there actually is a village. So let's go fuck them up. And they go to fuck them up, but they bluff them. The Kingdom of Science fakes guns. You know, fake it till you make it. And
it's true. Fake guns until you make guns, right?
Well, that's why we keep it. Viz Media, please.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're like, all right, well, this is only prolonging the inevitable. They're going to come back when there's a storm or something, and we're just going to have to deal with them later. So it's like, all right, well, we'll worry about that when it comes. And so they come back, and they're like, ha, I attacked you. And they're like, ha, well, we attacked you. And it's like, oh, turn around, idiot. We burned your whole village down. And they're like, oh, fuck.
They got him good, didn't they?
You pranked me.
Nerds.
And so they're like, oh, a kid. Get her. And Suika's like, ah! And Melon's away. And she goes right to the pond of sulfuric acid. And thankfully, Senku's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And they yeet. But the Tsukasa's army that was following, they get stuck in a tree, which is pretty funny, until their sort of leader guy, I don't remember his name, he's a bad guy, he doesn't matter.
Hyoga?
Yeah. He kicks his teammates off the tree. And
which
like,
was very funny. Yeah. Well, because they're a bunch of goobers.
Yeah. Yeah, he kept calling them, like, dumbasses.
Yeah.
Called them monkey brains. Or melted brains, that's what he called them.
That's me, honestly. That's me whenever I record this goddamn podcast.
Head empty.
Brain melt.
Ice cream. Anyway, they're...
What?
I thought of melting, and I was like, ice cream melts.
Ice cream.
Anyway. they're like, all right, well, we're not going to go attack them again until... Like, we'll wait till winter ends. Like, we're not gonna... Let's not fuck with them. They're not gonna fuck with us. And so, back in the Kingdom of Science, they're like, all right, we need communications technology, and we can kick their ass easy. And so, they start the cycle again. They're like, all right, well, it's time to gather more shit. And they gather more shit.
They put together a roadmap, and I'm like, I love this.
Yeah. So, the only major hurdle they run into is vacuum tubes, because the bamboo they were using for the bottom, bamboo is just not strong enough, and they're like, shit, we don't have anything, and they're like,
yeah,
and then Suika's like, hey, I got this rock, and they're like, hey, it's New Year's, let's check the sun, and also there was Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It was Christmas, yeah.
Merry Christmas. And so on the New Year, they're like, yo, let's watch the Moomoo sunrise. And there's UV rays when the sun rises. And Suika's like, dude, check out this rock. And they're like, whoa, that rock really rocks.
Whoa, that rock do be glowing.
And he's like, dude, careful. If you hold it, you're going to evolve, Suica. It's a moonstone. It's not a moonstone. It's Scheelite. And they're like, oh, well, if you found that rock, then there's probably more.
We can get more rock.
And so they're like, all right, we have to go. We have to go grab your pickaxe and your torches. It's time to go dungeoning. And so...
And they said, Magma, come mine with us.
And he's like,
we're going to find some dying. He said, I don't want to play Minecraft with you. And then they get in, and then he said, I do want to play Minecraft. I'm sorry.
As long as you show me more Minecraft, I will I'll be your vessel.
If you bring me to the Ender Dragon, I will play more Minecraft with you.
How do I make... How do I craft burger?
Burger.
And so, the spelunking goes pretty well until Magma's like, I push you. And he's like, uh-oh. I push too. And they both fall in a hole. Senku and Magma in a hole. And he's like, well, good job, idiot. And Chrome's like, hey, I can help. I'm still up here. And they're like, he's like, what if I... He dumps water on Magma's head. And Magma's like, what's your damage? And Chrome is like, well, if I fill this up, you can swim to the top. And Senku's like, oh, shit, that's a good idea. But it's going to take you 10 million years. What's his catchphrase? 100? 100?
It's 10 billion 10 percent.
10 quadrillionos. And he's like, all right, well, make a pump. And they make a pump. I've seen my mom make a pump like that to dump out.
Yeah, it's a siphon.
Yeah.
I learned about that in fluid mechanics. That was awful. I hated that class.
Yeah, I think that's like the only useful like real thing that you would take out of that. And then the rest of it would just be hard.
Yeah.
And so they not only do they find Scheelite in the cave, but they find a bunch of other stuff, and they're like, yo, and they bring rocks back home, and they're like, dude, check out these rocks. Like,
dude, look at this Minecraft ore we found. Now we get to smelt it.
Get the treasure chest. Quick, so I don't have any wood. But craft the chest.
Craft it, please.
Please. Anyone have any charcoal?
No.
And so then they build a phone, and Senku's like, oh, we need to build another one. And he just happened to omit that. But...
Well, don't tell anyone.
They get it set up, and they have the first call of the Stone Age, and then get confirmation that there's going to be another season.
Yeah.
Yay!
And that's it. Guys, we did it.
That's Dr. Yeah. Stoner.
Dr. Stoner, dude.
Overall, a pretty straightforward, but I definitely liked what the plot was giving me, especially because the characters were so enjoyable.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to it. I hear there's a second season, right?
Yeah, it's literally coming out in like a week.
That cool. Is what I'm looking forward to.
Yo, yeah, literally, we're gonna be right on time.
If you listen to this episode, the day it released, it comes out next week.
Did you say planned? No, we never planned these things.
I wish this is a complete, like, I just threw this on the list. I was like, episode 76, sure. We got it lucky.
It happens.
You know?
We up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. And up all night to get fun. We're up all night to get lucky. Anyway.
Y'all ready to talk about those characters?
Yeah, let's go. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
First, we'll talk about Senku Ishigami.
All right, get excited, guys.
He's a smart boy.
Get excited. I like him.
He's cool. Fun. Definitely, I feel like he's the best portrayal I've seen of one of those, like, super smart, like, kind of cold, analytical types.
Yeah, he's a bit of an asshole sometimes.
And he's not one-dimensional either. He has his comedy moments too, which is great. You never get refreshing to see someone who's a jerk, but also like he head empty sometimes, even though he's a smart fun boy.
Jerk.
Yeah,
he's great.
Also, I like him a lot. He's like the only anime ass looking one with the
hair.
It's
true. He does have anime ass hair.
And that green highlight, I dig that.
It's true.
He's main character's fuck, dude.
When he cried or when he had that one moment, I was like, you're not supposed to break. You're my constant. No, I'm kidding. No, it was great to see him have a little bit of a moment. It was good.
Yeah. And it's good stuff. So, next up, we have Taiju. He's not there for long, but he lives on in our hearts. Oh, we see him at the end, briefly.
Yeah.
Taiju was nice. He yelled a lot, but it was all right.
I feel like the author was like, oh, maybe this will be the... Like, we'll focus on these two characters, and then he's like, wait a second. Taiju's so one-dimensional. He cannot hold a plot very well. But you can't.
It did do a good job of introducing us into the whole scenario. So
one of my least favorite characters out of the whole bunch. I did not like him.
Wow,
he's not good. That's rude. He could not. He's the reason why I didn't continue watching it.
But he's a himbo.
But he's a bad himbo.
Hey, he's a respectful man.
I thought that was a bimbo.
No, that's women.
Oh, huh? What's a bimbo?
It's basically guys. It's the female version of himbo.
Oh,
I actually didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Well, there was a negative connotation, but I don't know. I think we've reclaimed it.
We've reclaimed the bimbos, guys.
Some way, shape, or form, like. what's his nuts? Thor's a himbo. Absolutely. That dude's dumb as bricks.
And dummy thick.
Women. He is dummy thick. That's also, you need to be dummy thick, dumb as bricks, and you gotta respect women.
I like that. But yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
And
who's next?
She's adorable.
Yeah.
But that's she's about cute. It.
But that's, yeah. No.
We'll probably get more development from them season 2. I mean, they are the spies.
I hope so. And I hope they get developed into better characters.
Maybe we'll learn what is on her head.
That's her headphones.
It's goo.
But why does she keep wearing them?
Because she wanted to.
Yeah.
But they look like cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Cinnamon roll. Anyway,
she looks like Princess Leia with those head things.
Yeah. So, next up we got Chrome.
Chrome.
Google Chrome.
No,
I do like Chrome. Chrome was when we met. Chrome was when I was really like, okay, this series is good now. I really love him as a character. Super energetic, super fun, a little bit of a doofus, and I love that about a character.
Yeah. Use Firefox though. Anyway. Next.
It's true. He eats up all the RAM.
He's just chewing on it. Next up, we have Kohaku, who's often called a gorilla, but there's much more to her than that.
I love her. She's a really good character, too. I'm telling you, all the villagers are really good characters. And that... And she's a good example of it. She's like, I'll do anything for my sister. And like, you meet her, and early on, she's like, oh, yeah, I just carry this water back and forth because my sister needs health. And I'm like, wow, look at you go.
Please, my sister. She's very sick. And so, well, since we talked about Kohaku, we might as well go on to Ruri next.
Yeah.
She's good. She's priestess. She's good. She's divorced.
That's okay. It happens.
I like
Rui's another good character. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that they focused on her with her little arc, but I feel like they just forgot about her after the 100 Tales, and I was like, well, that's a shame.
She also like doesn't have a whole lot to do because she's not a specialized fighter, but she's also divorced. But she's also not a specialized science person.
I guess.
So she gets lumped in with the rest of the villagers because now she's like, I don't have to do all the priestess stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll she's utilize good. Her like more her. Later on.
Yeah. She's very pretty as well.
Yeah. She's a priestess after all.
It's true.
First divorced priestess.
First divorced
so priestess. So sad. Next up we have Kinro, the dedicated of the bridge guards.
He loves rules. What can I say?
Rule-a-da-rule-a-da. Whatever he
said. It's true. Rules are rules.
He's got the fuzzy eye sickness, and he looks damn good in those glasses.
He does. I was really happy. I was like, damn, dude, nice.
Damn, dude, nice.
It's true.
Kind of said it better myself. And eventually he gets a gold tip spear. That's pretty cool.
We love that for him.
And so next up, the less useful of the guards, we have Jinro.
What a goober that kid is. He's a little shitter sometimes.
Yeah, he's a very good comic relief, though.
He's a very good comic relief. I think they kind of balance him out pretty well. They don't use him too much, but there's sometimes where I'm just like, you don't really have to do this. I know this is just here to be funny, but like, I don't know. Maybe you need to chill out a little bit, dude.
Yeah.
Take some Advil.
I get
just relax for a bit.
I get that he Advil doesn't
take some of the Cure-All.
They need someone with that role who's kind of a fraidy cat, because none of the other characters are really fraidy cats.
Well, it was a really good moment when they were getting the juice.
Yeah.
And
he develops.
And Chrome was following, and I'm like, that's good. That's fun.
So, next up we have Jen. I think he's cool.
Jen's fun. I really like Jen as a character. I like how he was foreshadowed really early with like the he was on TV before in the beginning, and then also there was the personality quiz. Well, because the TV thing is also mentioned in the second opening. There's a shot with Senku sitting at the science desk. On the TV is Gen. Whoa. So that's really fun.
I may or may not. I probably didn't pick up on that. Who knows?
I picked up on that.
But you've seen it before.
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. Next we have Suica.
I love Suica so much. She's baby.
What kind of melon?
She's baby.
Is that?
One of them. It's a watermelon, apparently. Hmm. Well, it could have also mutated over 3,000 years of
That's a good point.
Evolution. So
that's a good point. You got me there.
It probably has a harder shell because,
because
animals.
It does. Yeah. And it's not square like Japanese melon.
Pino.
They don't have a box.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were dead. And I said, Pino, no. He died at the keyboard.
Of course not.
That would have been really awkward if that would have been the last episode of the podcast.
Pino got run over by a keyboard. No. Okay.
Keyboard.
He was just typing yesterday. Now his face is where his fingers used to be.
And all he's sending is the word is P.
Rest in peace.
Ha, get it. Anyway, Suika's good. She's real cute. She's a real cutie. Yeah. She's fun.
Love my characters that can't see. I relate.
I like how she jumps around in the melon as well. Yeah. That's really fun.
She went all Sonic.
She did. She went pew. She did the drop dash.
Yeah.
She just did the drop dash. Next up, we've got Kaseki.
What an old man. I love him.
He's a good old man.
Good old man.
He did a lot of good things. He's a very skilled artisan. He's very fun. I love him.
He's a funnier character than we've ever had.
He is a funnier character than we've ever had. He's great, though.
And
He's old. He flexes a lot. He gives off Super Saiyan aura sometimes.
His clothes explode.
He's like, he goes into like Kaioken times like 4 sometimes. It's great. I love him. He's very fun.
Love him. And I guess the last real... Well, I guess we've still got... We can still go over what's...
What about Tsukasa, homie?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, we got Tsukasa. He's a big bad.
Yeah, he monkey man.
And, it's a really good... like you were saying, Pino, about how they introduced so early on such a fundamental difference in ideals.
Yeah, I love that.
It's... good to hit on, because it's gonna come up eventually.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna enjoy when that happens. It's gonna be very thrilling.
I probably just want to read the manga.
Yeah.
It's on Shonen Jump manga.
It's on the Shonen Jump manga app that does not sponsor us, but really should. And I guess last we'll throw Magma in the ring since he kind of got a spotlight at the end.
Magma's kind of stinky, but he's fine. You know, he's a big muscle man. He's not a himbo though.
Not a himbo.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
That's not a himbo. That's a -1 point. Not a himbo. Yeah.
Not my favorite.
But he develops a little bit at the end, so that's pretty good.
You know, a little bit. He's like, I throw this boy up and I say, wow, yeet. You go. He does. He should have said yeet. I would have liked him a lot more.
Yeah, I don't think he, you know, yeet might have still been around.
You know? It's one of the tales.
It's what?
It's
tale 69, it's yeet.
that's it. That's the only thing that's on that tale. They're like, wow, yeet.
No, actually, I think tale 69 would just be nice. Next tale. If I was writing the tales, that's how it would be.
Thank God you weren't, though.
Please email us. You would never. Tales.
You would never. You would be such a bad person to storytell.
No, I'd be great at half.
You
would
be the. Yeah, that's bad. That's a 50%. That's a failing grade.
That's
homie.
Why you need an editor, dude. Like, you need more people there. It wouldn't just be me.
They didn't write them down. What do you mean?
See, that's the difference. Is that I would have written them. Well, I don't really know what you would write them down with, but I would probably. Goo. You know, you just get a big piece of rock, carve them in there, Ten Commandments style. You know,
guys, story good, character good. Yeah. Most character good.
Yeah. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Pino, do you have something to say?
No.
You just went, eh.
So, we got any overall thoughts on this bad boy?
I don't wear overalls.
Oh my god.
Thank you for asking, though.
What about coveralls?
I do like to cover up.
Cover them all.
Can we end this podcast now?
No, like of course not. I'm getting a memo right now. It seems like it's an audio message. Let me hit play real quick. Click.
Welcome to the 76th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice. Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, Pino, Guard, myself, and the Patreon. Who are you each advocating for?
We didn't discuss this ahead of time, so this is going to be real fun.
It's all right. If allowed, I'm choosing science.
No, I
allow it. Overwritten.
No, you cannot pick a construct. You need to pick an item at the least. You could pick a rock for all I care, but you cannot pick the concept of science.
Oh, come on. Science is there for us every day.
I refuse. Rules. You cannot pick science.
Fine. We pick sulfuric acid.
Yeah. That's fine. You could pick sulfuric acid for all I care.
No, that's not as fun.
The sulfuric acid.
We're picking
demon.
Tungsten, dude. We're picking
you're
tungsten.
You're picking tungsten?
Yeah.
Tungsten! Okay. What about you, Grub?
I pick Kohaku.
I pick Kasaki.
Nice. The patrons didn't really pick, so we're just going to go with
they it. Had a dilemma.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's...
We've got...
A dilemma. You know what? I'm going to be the... They say Chrome.
Yeah, the first call was Chrome, so we'll go with all Chrome. All right. And it was specifically requested that we say it, Chrome!
And then also, honorable mention to Suika.
Yeah.
I just love her. That's, you know.
The sweet one.
All right. So I learned a lot about tungsten watching this show.
Yeah, what about
show.
Tungsten, huh?
Firstly, my first experience with tungsten was playing Terraria. That was fun. I used to make a lot of tungsten items, so it was pretty useful. I did not know it could be one of, if not the most important metal. To assist in making the cellular phone, the communication device. So thank you to communication. Thank you to tungsten. You'll always be part of me. And I love learning. I love you.
So I got to go against tungsten because. Because tungsten can induce cancer and several other adverse effects in humans.
What?
But it looks shiny.
But you could get cancer if you're overexposed to it by, like, breathing in dust or swallowing your skin contact.
Well, they said that about asbestos, too.
Yeah, asbestos now, is really bad. What are you talking about?
And now nitric acid is waking up our boys.
Tungsten bad. Get a better metal, idiot.
Damn.
Dummy.
Like diamond.
Like, that's diamond. Not a metal.
Shoot, that's not a metal? Shoot.
That's carbon, you dumb doofus.
Yeah, well, then again, diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are Chuck's best friend.
They're all he needs to please him.
I'm a truckster.
That's true. That's me. I'm a truckster.
Well, I think I died. But hey, I've got my tungsten.
Yeah, now you got cancer as well. Aww. Congrats.
No! The last episode. Guys, Pino died of cancer from the tungsten.
Oh, no.
But it's shiny.
He ate the tungsten because he thought it was cool. Yeah. Anyway, Kawasaki, I love. You know why I love him?
He plays Minecraft.
Because he's an old man and he plays Minecraft. He plays Terraria. But also, he's also very in love with his work. He likes doing intricate metalwork.
That's
and
fair.
Bits of glass. And he's very cool because he learned all this stuff and he's like, wow. And he's an artisan. And he's also very strong.
I'm envious of him.
All your superficial likes. I like the fact that he didn't know he had friends.
It's true. That did warm my heart. And he's like started crying.
But you're
like,
young. I'm 50 years older than you.
Yeah, and he's like, so? He's like, I don't have any friends. And he's like, you actually have two. And he's like, two. And then Chrome points at himself and Senku. And I'm like, oh, my heart. That's so sweet.
Then old man said, you're not my friend. I'm just kidding.
And no, also he said, Jen. Ooh. He has a soft spot for Jen for some reason.
It's true. Because Jen's a little goober. And yeah. He's like, I'll take you under my wing.
Easy to push
wing.
Around.
It's true. He is very easy to push around. He's a mentalist after all.
Only on CBS.
Yeah, Kawasaki's great. He is a little short, but that's okay.
You know, it's forgivable.
Throw me around like a football.
He's so beefy that it's forgivable this one time.
Yeah.
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 Man, old men in anime build differently, dude.
It's true, dude. They are absolutely built differently. Have you seen this man?
Yeah. Have you?
I have. I watched this anime.
Same.
I'm envious.
Also, his name, also, fun fact, Kawasaki is the Japanese word for fossil, which seems to be a joke about his age, which I think is really funny.
That's crude. Because they had to have named him that when he was a child.
Haha, he's old.
Haha. Benjamin. Well, no, he's not Benjamin Button because he's not a kid. He's an old man. Anyway.
No, he's Benjamin Zip Up.
Franklin.
Oh, no, he's a turtle.
I'm envious of Kiseki.
Shut up,
because he gets.
Wow. How stupid! I hate it. All right, go ahead, Garb.
I'm envious of him because he gets, you know, like he gets to live in a stone age and he just gets to build shit all day. I want to just build shit all day. Like that one lady said, like, oh, what we did in the old world, that was slavery. And you know what? It fucking is.
Wow.
Down with capitalism.
Down with capitalism. Amen.
Down with a capital A. Wait, no.
Anyway, Kohaku. That's a good best girl right there.
She gorilla.
She's tough.
Wait, no, she's a lioness. I'm sorry.
She can protect. I can impress her with my one brain cell. And she can beat me up and step on me.
Yeah, but what about... Never mind, you're good.
I speak only the truth.
I can't believe it.
Kohaku's eyes are really far apart, so she can't see you with both eyes.
Hey. But she can see so much more all at once. It's survival evolution of
the
eyeball.
But she doesn't have depth perception.
She blonde, she has her hair tied back. It's pretty good. That's a check mark in all of our books, I would assume.
Yeah. And, you know, she can protect all of us. Because she's probably stronger than all of us. Let's be real. More agile.
It's true.
She could absolutely destroy me and I'd say thank you.
And she cares about her sister so very much.
That's true. But I think she's too much like gorilla.
Me too, dude. I'm fucking am
you're
King
not
monkey.
You're not a gorilla. You are not gorilla.
You're right,
you are
a monkey.
Two completely different species, you absolute monkey. Your argument's invalid.
Have a monkey day.
Have a very monkey day, everyone.
And so, Chrome, you know, like, he's doing his hardest. He's doing his best. And that's all you could ever hope for, is for someone to do his best.
Chrome's a little goober.
He's a little goober, and so are we. He's,
it's true.
He's doing his best.
And he make funny faces.
He do make. He goes, eh. And he's got the poses down, too.
The JoJo poses.
Yeah. It's so good.
Check mark.
What I want to know, I know that this is really taboo for me to be saying, what the fuck is with their shoes? What's the deal with those?
Oh, the heels?
Yeah. Mm. How is that comfortable? Like, what's the purpose of that?
How could you even balance like that?
No, that's what I'm asking.
Like, that would be so hard.
Like, the villager shoes. Let's see what Reddit has to say.
No, let's not.
It's a combination of traditional Japanese sandals, Stone Age footwear, and Bochi's high heel fetish. Got you.
Shout outs to Bochi. Peace.
Bochi nice. Really be putting it in, huh? Nice. Anyway.
Represent Bochi, represent. Pounding my chest for my boy Bochi.
Chrome my a little bit head empty.
Well.
But that was a cool fun fact.
We've learned a lot today.
If you want to ooga booga with us, send us an email and tell us why we're wrong.
You can email us at one of the two. You can only email one of the email addresses. It's
funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Or
that's the one you send it to.
Or you can send it to the cooler one and send it to contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Dude, all of my friends send it to the cooler one.
Yeah.
There's nobody who sends it into the
cooler. Nobody sends it there.
All my homies. But.
Homie.
So yeah, dude.
That's a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before we get going, we do have email.
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to do one. So there's a group discussion that's going to take a little bit because it's a big topic. So Alex, thank you, Alex. It's titled Group Discussion, and it is, what are some of y'all's favorite aspects of fandoms? So personally for me, I don't like fandoms. Fandoms are kind of bullshit. Like what you like, but don't base your personality around one thing. I know that like sometimes fandoms can get really toxic. I love creators. I love when people are able to make things for things that they love. But there's sometimes just a lot of toxicity in fandoms, which I dislike. You know, a main example was, I guess, Undertale back in the day. Oh. When it was really rough. Same thing with, I think it was like Steven Universe. There's a lot of different things. It's like centering yourself around one group is not great. Like, I've met a lot of people through like different podcasts and different things like that. But I think the difference between that and fandoms is that we've expanded beyond just talking about the one thing that like brought together. Like, for example, the three of us got together with That One Video Gamer. That's how like the genesis of the three of us meeting.
Guys, shout out to Gerard Khalil.
Yeah, Gerard
Khalil. Shout out to Gerard.
Gerard, if you watch anime and want to come on this podcast, we'll have you.
Hey, like, man, we love you.
Like, you won't hear this ever. I can almost guarantee you that. But if you do want to come, you're always welcome.
Yeah, that's like a check mark in my book. That's on our bucket list right here.
And yeah. If Alex and Brett happen to show up too, with a special
be a
cameo
big,
by Frasier...
That's going to be a very large
cast. Can we even find him?
No.
He was found, right? Didn't they found him?
Damn. In a cocksucker fish. Anyway. Yeah, fandoms are not, like, are okay. I don't really like associating in them, but I want to hear your two guys' opinions as well. Sorry, I just went, I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been too much into fandoms myself either. I like being part of the... Of the idea of being part of a community like that, as Chuck mentioned, we all three of us met in the one video gamer kind of thing, and it was nice. Like, it really depends on, like, because like you gotta know when
to stop. Yeah, when to stop. Like, yes, we all enjoy one thing, but going deeper or adding your own spin on things or kind of just not being an overall chill or nice person kind of just makes you want to like be like, you know what? I think I'm done with people forever. You know, yeah. You want to try and avoid that. Like the reason you come together in a community is because, hey, I happen to like X, Y, and Z. And like, I just want to be around people who share the same feelings.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah. That's why I'm leaving this podcast. I'm just kidding. No.
Because no. This is the last time you make fun of Golden Time. I am out of here.
No, I'm kidding. Nah, we're fine. But yeah, no, just like, look, communities are great. If you find a good, I feel like keeping, like the smaller it is, the better, because the bigger usually, it is,
yeah.
The more you're open to kind of having those outliers and like having some issues. Like, that's why I like smaller, closer knit communities where you're kind of like, not one-on-one per se, but you're like one-on-two, you know?
Yeah, like a small group of individuals. It's fun. And then you can meet people and you're like, hello, want to talk about other things beyond aspect that we
and they're like, yo, other from? Thing? I love other thing.
Dude, other thing?
Yeah. What?
And then you know, it just keeps on going.
Yeah. But yeah,
and then you start a podcast and then 3 years later you regret it. Anyway.
Hey.
Garrett, what do you gotta say?
So some of the positive things is that when they get big enough, it really does help introduce new people to it. So long as you're being chill about it and everything, like that's how I found out about Dragon Maid, was because of, like, art and such. And so, like, keeping that, you know, really does keep interest in the thing going. Which, you know, sometimes you're a fan of things that haven't gotten a new entry in a really long time. And those ones get kind of weird. But, you know, like, they're good to have around. Yeah. Just keep it in check. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Keep it in check. You know?
Yo, check yourself before you mess up.
Check yourself before you check yourself.
Oh, and checkmate. Oh. He checked himself.
Anyway.
We like communities. Just be smart.
Like, join our community by joining our Patreon at patreon.com.
Wow.
/3ofWeebros for $1.
I'm unsubbing.
Oh, no. But yeah, if you do like our stuff, follow us everywhere. Patreon really helps us.
Yeah.
With all of our wonderful patrons out there, we really do appreciate it. We do a lot of different things on that Patreon. We talk about shows that we watch. So if you want our live reactions, that's all there. We sometimes stream on there. Pino streams as gotcha pulls.
Hey, I should start doing that more frequently and then be disappointed for the next 30 minutes.
It's true. But yeah, if you want to come, you know, chat with us, talk with us, that's where we be.
And we'll make announcements before we stream just to give you all a little bit of leeway. I'm streaming now. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Anyway.
So rate this show bad good. Boy.
Show good. I really enjoy. I enjoyed after the two, after Taiju left.
Nice.
Well, I think I've got mine ready here. The okay, ratio.
Go for it, Grung.
I'm only detracting a single tenth of a point because really? Their mouths flap, but their jaws often don't move. So I'm gonna give this first season here. It gets a 4.9.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
This was damn good.
Wow. I'm you glad. That's actually cool. I think you know what? I think you have merit. I believe
I
think, you.
Like I much respect this five or like this high score over some other high scores, so I get it. Yeah, I get it. I'll go next, I guess.
Sure.
I'll give Pino the finishing blow. But I enjoyed, you know, after Taiju left, that's when I really started vibing with it. I love all the scientific stuff. We didn't talk about that a lot, but all of the actual scientific knowledge used in this show, that's true fact.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
They even all had the to characters. Give it a disclaimer because it's like, look, this actually will like, make a bomb.
Don't freaking do this.
It's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Stop.
But I did really enjoy watching this. I cried. I laughed. Had a good time. It moved me. But I really enjoyed it. I'm really excited to see where this goes next season, which I can start watching a week from now. So that's pretty fun.
Is what we all say, and then we stop.
So I'm trying to think exactly how I feel about this. I think I'm just going to give it a very tried and true 4.4.
Nice.
I feel like it's a very good show. I feel like you should watch it. I feel like it's very good. I would recommend to people, and just with the disclaimer that, hey, don't wimp out like I did after the first couple episodes just because one character bad.
Guys, Dr. Stone, very good. I'm glad you recommended it. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did, which is great because I always say that. It's wonderful to say that. The learning aspects were fun. The characters were all likable, even the loud ones, at least for me. Typically, I'm not a fan of the loud ones. Zenitsu. Everyone else was very solid. I like the fact that despite it being a shonen and having that tournament arc, it really just felt different. It was refreshing. It was great to have it in the post-apocalyptic kind of setting. And just like it just all feels so hopeful, even though we got that really sad backstory, which you're crying. But I thought it was excellently executed. That probably shouldn't have been said. It was executed very well. And I'm either going to read it or I'm just going to watch the second season and then read it. Good work. Amen. 4.6 out of 10. I mean,
4.6?
Not out of 10, sorry. 4.6 out of 5.
Yeah, I that's respectable. One thing that you were talking about with the tournament arc, I really do love how they're just like, we're just going to fucking game this system. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Caffeine. You can't do that. On it.
It's good.
It's good. I love that. But if you don't like it, or if you do, send us your thoughts. Or don't.
Be gone.
What are we doing next week, boys?
Guys, we're getting to the end, and I know that we've been doing things, we've been watching things. I want to give us something that's so goddamn simple and so just like easy to watch. So next time we're going to be watching Tomoko Market.
Wow. Never heard
that, of it. That is a Kyoto Animation slice of life show about girls in a market. That's it. That's the whole premise.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Sounds like a divisive one. I'm scared.
Very divisive.
For my track record, oh boy.
Pino, you better not be. You better not be stinky.
We'll see. I mean, only time will tell.
Who could say? Anyway, that's what we're watching. Grungle Dunk, can you sign us out?
Mm. Thank you for listening to Cave Speak, the funnies.
Oh.
We will be here next time, trapped in cave.
Yeah.
Tell your mother you love her.
Yeah.
Mother make cave friend happy.
Yeah.
Mother make cave warm.
Yeah.
Mm. Delicious cave food.
Yeah.
Food.
They please.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll Fizz, please.
Please subscribe. Please,
for the food. I live in a cave. Please help.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for listening to Fucking Animated Podcast. That's been Three Weebros. I'm done with this bit. We're gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.